USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy terms and availability vary by state.
President Trump is pledging support for U.S. farmers and ranchers during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
During a White House ceremony on Tuesday morning, President Trump called farmers the backbone of the nation, and he noted the continued disruptions in the global food supply chain. But the president said his administration will direct $19 billion from the $2 trillion CARES Act to help farmers and to help families in need of food during the crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump signed an executive order seeking to cut regulations that hamper economic relief from the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. During a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president said the order directs federal agencies to review hundreds of regulations that have been suspended in response to the pandemic and make those suspensions permanent where possible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A rare and beneficial bee has been discovered. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Researchers in Florida have rediscovered an ultra-rare metallic blue bee that hadn't been spotted in years, so long that experts weren't sure it still existed. A researcher at the Florida Museum of National History, Chase Kimmel, found a blue calamintha bee on March 9th, according to releases from the museum. Since then, more of the elusive bees have been spotted, but efforts to research the insect have been curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. The museum wrote, "It's the first time one of been spotted since 2016. The blue calamintha bee, or Osmia calamintha, has unusual facial hairs that are used to collect pollen. It's a unique insect for a number of reasons. It collects pollen on its face, relies on a threatened flowering plant, and is found primarily on Lake Wales Ridge, a central habitat in Florida. The 2019 Florida State Wildlife Action Plan lists the bee as a species of greatest conservation need. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.